Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Get glory. Get glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Right, honey?
Amen. Amen. Look at those words. Blessed, glory, honor. We are paid in heaven. Called to be known. So we are blessed. We are favored. And we are just a blessing to be alive at such a time as this. On a day like today, the day the Lord has made. So much to rejoice about.
Honey, I'm sorry, but we can't hear you. Well, amen, amen, amen. I guess he's having some difficulty with his phone. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I am so excited about the broadcast today, because what we're doing this month is we are rebroadcasting some of the awesome, awesome testimonies that we've had, and just so excited and kind of surprised that we are coming up on our first year anniversary of doing the broadcast, and the time has just gone so quickly that we didn't even realize. I thought maybe we were on like maybe 6 or 7 months, maybe a little more than 6 months, but bless the Lord, we were coming up in November on a year. So what we're doing is rebroadcasting the dynamic testimonies that we've heard on this year. Honey, are you there?
I think I am.
Okay, we're going to open this up with prayer, please, babe. Honey, are you there?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we thank you for this day. We just thank you, Lord God, for faithfulness and goodness. And we just look to you right now as our source of everything, source of health, source of our strength, our financial need, everything, our social need, our home, everything that we need, oh God. We just... And Father, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy and pray that you will bless us this day. Just give us words to live by, words of life, because you are life. You are the strength and the center of our truth. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that your anointing just be on this podcast and touch those souls that you have ordained to hear what is said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We are just so excited about what God is doing. We were on the broadcast yesterday with Evangelist Adrienne Bernard and New Destiny Ministries, and she got an awesome word from Apostle Paul Shields, who is a friend, a personal friend of my husband and myself from our home church in Chicago. And he just gave her an awesome word, and, you know, God just worked the situation out. She couldn't get on, and her co-host couldn't get on, and the Lord put it on my mind to get on early. I get on, but I don't always get on at the beginning, and I saw that she was not on, and so when I called her, she was like, thank you for calling. Can you, you know, host for us, because I can't get on. and I was able to get on, and she was later able to get on. So we just thank God, and we just want to say we invite you to listen in to New Destiny Ministries every day at this same number, 6831334. Pacific time, it's 1 o'clock. Central time, it's 3 o'clock. And Eastern time, it's 4 o'clock. And she has had some anointed ministers to expound on the Word of God and teaching and prophecy and just the Word of knowledge. And just you will be blessed if you listen to that broadcast every day at those times. And then, of course, they overcame the radio broadcast that you are now listening to on Saturday mornings. It's 5 o'clock in the morning of Pacific time, and I see that I have a listener from Sister Adrienne's call, Sister Cummings, I think is who it is. Yes, Evangelist Cummings. And then at 7 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And I'm just so excited, honey. I just can't believe that the time has gone by so quickly that we've already come to a year of this broadcast. And God has been glorified through this ministry. And I just thank Him, you know, for the testimonies that we have heard. We've had some awesome, awesome testimonies. Wouldn't you say so, honey?
It's just amazing how that time is so long, how good God is. All the awesome words and testimonies that have come to us, even a relationship that has birthed out of just a time.
Honey, you must be in a bad place in the house because you're not coming through totally. You're coming through real faint, and then you're going in and out. But keep talking.
Okay, I'll, I don't know if that's any better. Just saying how amazing it is that God has just blessed this ministry and how awesome it is to see even these awesome testimonies, words that we have heard, and even the relationships that have been birthed out of this ministry. And we just thank God for it. And yeah, it is exciting. It is just amazing. But God is just so good.
Keep talking. Honey.
Yes. But I'm not sure. We're just having all kinds of technical difficulties. But
that's much better, honey. Wherever you are, stay right there. Keep talking.
But in case everyone didn't hear me, I just was thanking God and just expressing amazement at how good He has been throughout this broadcast and just giving us such awesome testimonies, such great words, and just even building some great relationships, some anointed relationships, and just shows how good and how awesome our God is. And yeah, I'm excited as well because it just doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No, it really doesn't. And that you're speaking about the relationships that have been built. Apostle Shields and his wife, Pastor Gloria Shields, were guests on our broadcast, and then Bishop Corinthus Patterson also was a guest and a dear friend of my husband and myself, was a guest on our broadcast, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard then became connected, divinely connected with them, and so they spoken on her broadcast. I think Bishop Patterson has spoken several times, and Apostle Shields, yesterday was his first time, but I'm sure that she will be having him back on. But I am going to replay one of our earlier testimonies, and I've talked about how we've had testimonies about someone being raised from the dead, and that is the testimony that we are going to play today. And also, Bishop Corinthus Patterson was on that same broadcast, so we'll get a chance to hear both of those testimonies. And just if you know someone that needs to hear this testimony, call them now, tell them to get on the line and listen to what God is doing in the lives of his people, the great deliverance and the great things that he's doing for his people. So without further ado, I'm going to play that testimony for us. I'm excited this morning. I am so excited because I have two awesome men of God that have answered the call to come on and to give God praise. And God is good. And he deserves all the praise and all the honor. And I'm going to bring on Minister C.C. Griffin. He has an awesome praise to God, and he is an awesome man, and I just love him. He is so excited all the time and smiling every time he comes in, and nobody can put a smile on their face like behind. So, Minister C.C., are you here?
Yes, I'm here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am absolutely blacked out of my mind, excited and blessed and thankful to be alive this morning here with my family, with my beautiful wife, my family here in Durham, North Carolina. I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I'm thankful for this brand new December 1st, brand new day. Who say?
Yes. This is the day, as my former pastor, Bishop William A. Ellis, would say, a day that we never seen before. It's a historical day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't mind me calling you CC. This is not formal. I just want to be for real and non-formal. I know that you're a minister of God and a mighty man of God, but we're personal friends, so it's all right if I call you.
That's a fool.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about
CC. Oh my goodness. I just you know what? Who I am is very connected to a acronym that I have myself. CC Richards is committed, consistent, reproducing individuals calling has always been the doctrine of salvation. That's my name. That's my background. Who I am, and I'm telling you what, I am a person that I love God, I love my family, and I'm just in awe of God. I live in awe of God.
So tell us your background, because you came from family. I know you have a grand,
oh my goodness. Well, first of all, I'm from Washington, D.C. Born and raised in Washington, D.C. I'm married to a beautiful woman that we've been married, Lena and I. She's from D.C. as well. 27 years. And I got two grown kids and grandbabies. And I said the whole background, D.C. police and law enforcement. in law enforcement and worked at DOB, the crime, and we moved to North Carolina back in 1989, and that's where I've been ever since moved for my family here in North Carolina in 1989.
And we have two wonderful children that I know personally. They're awesome fun, very serious, very upstanding young man. I love it. I love his attitude. And he is also a law enforcement.
Absolutely. He's he's corporal over recruiting to Trump. Some months after, basically get back to my really on a incredible course in May of 2006. And, you know, during that time, we were, you know, coming through that tragic situation, being out of work, all that, we were broke. And we were in a real bad way, financially and everything. But then in May of 2006, I got a phone call from my brother that changed my life out of business, you know, out of business opportunity. Now, keep in mind, I go by grind. I work all the time, 0:30 a.m. to 0:30 p.m., two jobs, overtime. I did that for many years. But I got a phone call that was quite different from my brother. And that call, I mean, this was May of 06. 1 year later from me dying, Ms. Billy, 1 year later from me dying, I got a phone call. May of 06 changed my life forever. And I started this business, make part-time cases, and because I was so busy on that grind as a police cat, running the county and working all of this. And 25 months later, July 4th, to this day, I have positioned myself to either walk away from jail, because today my wife and I, we don't work jobs. Change my business in a company. I could be $1 billion, I make 500, called FiveLink. And so just, you know, 25 months versus 25 years, now we live a totally different lifestyle than on that time. But the blessing, here's the blessing now. The blessing and all of that is because here's one thing we discovered. People need a relationship with Christ. They also need money, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. They need some money. But here's the thing. Here's how awesome God is. He has positioned us to introduce people to hope. Relationship with Christ Jesus, the miracle worker, power of God, and show them how to position themselves to obtain wealth according to Deuteronomy 8:18. And only thing he asks us in return for the Deuteronomy 8:18 is don't forget the Lord thy God, for he is he who gives us the ability to produce wealth. And that's what we're able to show people right now, is how to have hope, how to have a relationship with Christ, how to get money as an issue out of the way and make yearly income monthly.
And you have been quite successful. I've watched you during this process. And I can attest to how your life has changed. You always have talked to that something. That God has not want us to walk around with our faces and people can read what's happening in your life, but with the joy of the Lord, you can rely on that strength of God. You can be joyous. For instance, he doesn't want you to be happy, and happiness is have to have some happening. That's joy from God. And I see the joy that you lean up. Smiling all the time. It's just awesome. It's awesome. I pray God for you. I pray God for you.
Hallelujah. You know, and what you're saying is so powerful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when God brings you from nothing, from dying, Miss Miller, from dying and bring you from nothing and bring you from ruin, and you see grace and mercy and favor on your life, God will show you that he will never leave you or forsake you, and that he will make a way out of no way. You know, and what he showed me was Isaiah 43:18-19. He said, look here, forget the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. He took us on a new direction. And you know, one of the things we realized we needed the resource. See, here's the thing, Galatians 5:1, it says, it's for freedom that Christ set us free, not to be bound by anything. So we had to get free first, Ms. Miller. We had to get free first so now we can show others how to get free. So we realized we had to get free first because you can't give what you don't have. So that's the name of our team. We developed a team that's called, that God gave us to Selena. It's called Team RTP. The RTP stands for Rescuing the People. Whatever the situation is, and this is based on Luke 4:18, rescuing the people out of their situation And that's our mission. That's our purpose. You know, that one gets us excited every day. Because we can, here's what we know. One person can't do everything, but everybody can do something.
Yeah, I like that. One person can't do everything, but everybody can do something.
Exactly. That means everybody's significant. Everybody can do something. Everybody have a part to play. And when God shows you something, you may not think you have much. God will show you this what. Once there was a man who complained about not having shoes with his belly until he met a man with no feet. Everybody can do something.
Yeah.
See, let's see people live on the radio right now. You're doing something significant. You're changing lives right now. We all have a part to play in the scheme of life in the people. And what God has, we all have our significance. And we all, and here's the power. When we come together, we're awesome. And here's one of the things that the devil never wants us to do, Mr. He never wants us to come together. You know why? What's the first three letters in unity? The first three letters in unity. You and I.
You and I. Let's get it out. You and I, yes. Yes.
See, without the you and I, there is no unity that exists. It's not real. So he don't want the you and I come together. Because that's how you get unity through you and I. But see, in the world today, and what's going on right now, he don't want the you and I together. He don't want you and your husband doing nothing together. He don't want family together. What? He wants to divide and conquer. But when we come together in unity, we're powerful and unstoppable. There's a force right there. You with me? So that's what we're doing right now is we're rescuing people and showing, but we have to lead by example, because one thing we know about leadership, we have to lead by example. We have to become free first, so we can show others the way. And that's just like Christ Jesus. He commissioned us in Mark 16:15. It's the bold spirit of good news. And that's what you're doing right now. You're doing Mark 16:15. You're spreading the good news of the kingdom. See, the world has plenty of bad news. We're sharing good news.
Yeah. This is powerful. This is how can someone get in touch with you to hear more about your business? I have another caller on the line that is in the same business with you. He's not with Douglas, but he's out of California. But just give us how we can get in touch with you to hear more about your offices. It is awesome. I have seen Cece and Selena, like I said, they never look down. They never look like anything was wrong with them. But now they have a glow about them. Always smiling, always laughing, always encouraging other people. So give us that information.
Absolutely. You know, it is a blessing because, you know, I've seen the vice presidents in this company. And I'm about to share this with you too. Selena and I were the first to start Five Links in the state of North Carolina, over 8,288,000 people, 100 counties, 664 cities. We were the first in May of 06. How you can reach us, you can actually text NCFIRST, NCFIRST, to 55469 is one way. NCFIRST to 55469 on text, and yet our information actually will come up on that, as well as 919-638-7023 is my contact number. That's 919-638-7023. And that's my contact number. And I'm sorry, I'm just blessed and I'm thankful for the opportunity that we to share our testimony, you know, not only as with God did and how God turned our life around and allow us to come to be a part of sharing his power, his mercy, his love, and his favor.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. You know, it's when we see God working on our life. Not that he doesn't work in all of our lives, but every day. Every day that we're able to get up, breathe, and able to put our clothes on, and then function on our own. It's a blessing. That's a small thing, Jesus. But it's never small thing. Anything that God does for us is powerful. But it's the best of us to see us and to help them like that. It's successful, not just successful the way the world is, also successful the way the world is, but successful in God. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Cece. I love you, and Selena. And I will talk to you later.
All right, I just have one final comment I want to say to you and your wonderful husband. If y'all is wrong, I don't even want to be right.
And we feel the same way. We feel the same way.
Have an awesome day, God.
God bless you. That was a powerful testimony. From Brother Cece, how God raised him from the dead. And it's not, sometimes I hear people saying that they were raised from the dead, or I don't know the person. And they're always talking about what they saw. They saw a light, and so they make it stupid. So it's possible to die, or God and back, and that's possible. And we give God the glory. That's what we're here for, to give God the glory. Our next caller is a young man that I know from back home in Chicago, and he is an awesome man of God also, and he has a powerful testimony. Are you here, Brother Henderson?
I'm here.
I am blessed. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing extraordinary. God is good. It was good to hear you. You called to figure out. Amen. St. Louis. Folks called him from St. Louis.
Influence in their lives. Amen. Yes. And that's key because our children are influenced that we could be around. We're close to them, and we can be that positive influence in this bad influence world. But tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're from Chicago, and you are a relative to my former pastor, Bishop Ellis, who loves you, Bishop Ellis.
What a mighty God. Well, I'm originally, I was born and raised in Chicago. I spent 40 years in Chicago, raised there. I was in a church like Bishop Ellis. My cousin, his father's father, our church, British Indiana. And I was born there. He went on to San Antonio, the past. I was raised there in the church. I got saved there when I was baptismal Holy Ghost. And I say all the time, I got saved when I was 10. I got sanctified between now and then. Most of my, all of my life has been just less than a saving grace. Many things I miss. Thank God I did departing. That doesn't mean most of them I did not think about saving in the midst of being in the church. He saved me in the church. So, and then, you know, meeting you all when we come back and forth, fellowship, even before this fellowship, I began all of those who have that wonderful experience of being there, being raised in the church. Then I met my wife, Cheryl. Her father's a pastor, Gloria Lamont. We got married, brothers here, married 27 years. We've been married 28 years. We got married back in 84, June 63 o'clock. And it's been my greatest asset, greatest step that I've taken toward becoming a man, becoming responsible. And I'm just thankful for all the blessings. He has blessed us. We've left Chicago. Where we started pastoring there in Chicago, one of the pastors at the time. And ever since we started there, the Lord moved us to one pastor was talking about blessed him to Mississippi, who was in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama. I spent about 5 years in Mississippi, then left in North Carolina in 2007. And we started to work here, but I was taking the time to do writing and different things. So, you know, my kids were in school, and my wife was working for Verizon, and so the world was blessing us. Going a little bit back, I'm going to take you back, you know, the Lord has blessed Shirley and I. After being married, we had issues with having children. She had two good pregnancies. One miscarriage. The doctor said that we wouldn't have any children. And one day, while I was in church in Chicago, where Bishop Davis was with a pastor, the Lord spoke to him to open the fantasy $500 to give me a son. And at first I said, well, I'll just put it in church. And God said, no, sometimes you have to proclaim things and put it out there so that it wouldn't happen. I don't know if God did the work of the seed, but it's an act of faith. But most of the time, we give off. Sometimes you step forward and expect something great to happen. And you get them watchful, then it takes our God to the body to do something. There's nothing to say that whatever I said happened the way it was. When I step forward, proclaim that God said, I'm going to do this. And so we planted that seed soon after my wife got pregnant again. But she didn't have problems getting pregnant for the seed. She got pregnant. The Lord bless you. My son was born on September 24th in 1990. Then 2 years later, the daughter, I said, well, Lord, thank you. Thank you. We can stop now. That was enough. But I didn't want to take my wife. I wanted to have 8 children like my mother. But then when I saw, I was there, my son was born. I said, no, I don't want to take my wife to this again. So after the 2 years, thank God. So God has blessed. God is blessed and gives us in the ministry to train for children. And I think there's about, the glory of God, there's about 25 children roaming around here in the United States. We pray for their mothers and fathers. God is blessed.
Amen.
There was a church in Chicago, on the suburbs of Chicago. Years ago, I did a to have a midnight bomb where it won't carry up a marriage that has come to the street. They asked me to pray for me. I came back about 9 months, 10 months later. That was about 10 years. Either had to be. That's why they all prayed for me. I walked through the door, they got up in the park. Thank you.
the law. All he had to do was follow the law and all that. That was the difference. Then when Jesus came, he wanted to enter the book. He said, no, he said, I want in your heart, mind, your conscience, your subconscious. So then I began to get the word. And then the one day I was laying down, and there was a pastor at the pool in Chicago, the Black Medical School years ago. And
yeah, they were there.
And their whole theme was, why did sick people be healed? And while I was laying there, at home, in the bed, the Holy Spirit spoke to me those same words, why did sick people be healed? And it applied being unable to move, handicapped, or whatever situation. So I didn't have a sick. I had a condition. All of them did what they should. So then, after we got teaching the game how to be mobile, walk around, and all that stuff. And this one company had the condition to buy a lot of materials, go back and forth, learn how to walk again, because I figured how to walk again. I didn't have my strength, have mobility. So I had to keep going back and forth with that, all kinds of things that I couldn't aid myself. So one of the things I found out my wife didn't respond to that. I left.
Yeah.
brother gave the money. Resolution, getting more deals. It wasn't because more insurance or nothing came through. Money just started coming to different places. And it wasn't from people where people were sorry. Like, I have to say, $20,000 in deals and things. While I was at home, because I couldn't get around Addy Capital. I was going around as a professional speaker. Addy Capital, I kept all of that. God bless the care of all of that. We do take care of their finances. It's one of the freest towns we have. No bills. We have an act and no bill collection. No calls. Nothing. Nothing. Everything was paid. So to God be the glory. But to that is one thing that God showed. I have a just a friend out of Detroit. He's a medical doctor. He's a Jew. But here's an African Jew. He was born in family was born in Israel. One of the tribe of Benjamin, so he goes all the way back. He's a medical doctor. He's also a man of God, a pastor. So God told me, now he deals with physical ailments and stuff, health all the time. While I was down, God said, I want you to sow a seed in his life and name that seed to heal it. So I opened it up. I put a small seed and I said, of a harvest on that seed. That's what my kid manifested. God began to show me that like some tragedy happens, what people do is not so much as hard to deal with, but people can't sow a seed, not only the individual that was hurt, but others. Really, you know, whatever we think about this tragedy, whatever, one of the things to do is to bring all to God, as long as the earth is one of the things that we need to do is to sow a seed. Laying on my back, I was so much. I was sick. He had expressed here's the issues that I was in. He was something that was sick. I did the same thing. You know, if I found someone sick, the Lord showed me. If I hear about someone, the devil trying to get someone sick, I'm also a sick. Whatever you believe in him, it'll be the other. If you can call it, they don't really need it. You know, as soon as you call it, they don't ask it. They thought I'd have to call. This is the lesson all of them. You know, sow a seed. They don't have to think. It can be a small seed, but sow a seed toward the matter. I needed to know. So I sow a seed into a person that was dealing with healing. I was standing up. I walked on my own. I had no pain, no discomfort. The love, and if I lost a little weight, so I had to go and get all my food. You know, I'm looking feeling good. God is doing some wonderful things. And as a result of taking that word, using the person, because here's the thing about the word. Everything in the word, every person in the Bible, every other principle attached, every name that's mentioned, every character that's available to Jesus, that's a principle too. If you learn the principle, the lesson on their life and what's going on, instead of just reading about it, look at the principle of faith. Is reading about Moses and Joshua and all of these people, and you know some of the bad things. Read the principle that way. Then we can learn. Because the Bible is a book of principles, not some of the law. Don't do this, but principles. And if we follow after the principles, then we have the manifest of the Word of God coming alive in our lives. Then the world becomes stress needed. So it's been an awesome. So he's healed my mind. But he transformed my life. Thank God my kids both. And they thought I was going to be out because this mess off. So they want to take care of me. They're saying we're laughing at what went on. Because they thought that they were going to have to, because their mother had to, she had worked. So Cheryl had to, Cheryl took off a little while, but she had somebody had to make the money coming in. So she had to continue. So they stayed out. One back in January, just to be with me. And I'm thankful for that. They're like, we don't want to do it, but after about a month, without
in your company, if you particularly your daughter, told your son, and he said, that I bet you caught it. No, you go to school and he said, no, family first.
That's right.
Oh, that is a blessing. I am so just in awe of
people. we preach all the time here. If it wasn't this one, that you come and agree, I don't care if it's the Sunday school class. If it wasn't this one, you come and agree, you want that word to be free. So much free. You can walk and get your son to find out now. I thank you for the lesson that I'm sorry to see into your life. What a blessing. That word seals the deal. It calls me to grow. It calls me to end your name. Then. So what's the tea? It's sealed the deal. So when the pastor preaches a good sermon, walk up to him. It's with an officer. Walk up to him. Put his hand. But he said, he's going until a prophet shall receive a prophet. Walk.
Yes.
You are to be free to get to the heart.
Thank you. heard him. Yeah, you have two powerful testimonies this morning, and I just want to introduce you to Elder Bishop. I'm sorry, Bishop. Correct. And Evangelist is a friend. We met each other in when we lived in Georgia, and she and I were in ministry together there in Georgia. And I just want her to tell you, because she does the blog, actually under her umbrella, and she does a blog radio every day with these teachers, ministers, teachers. I don't think it's all teachers, but it is now on the Word of God. Is that right, Amanda?
Yes,
ma'am. What a blessing,
that's the creativity that really storms lives, get the word out.
Amen. I'm just getting that, and usually I'm not afforded this opportunity. If we're all just broadcast Monday through Friday, and now Saturday, we're meant to earn, and this segment is over 10, and my audience has been weeping, hearing the mix. We have so many. You know, so many women of God that come on the broadcast daily. And I am just enjoying hearing you off the men of God today, and my heart has been leaping for joy. I tell you, God is a wonderful God, and just the spirit of comfort alone is really have encouraged me on this morning. I think yesterday on the broadcast, I was just reminiscing, and the Lord told me every time we begin on this journey, the Lord told me to have a supper every week, because we want to center around the same stuff, because we all want to see the same thing. And as I begin to ask the Lord, what are you saying this week? He began to ask me, what was the name of this segment? And the name of our segment is under New Destiny Ministry. The name of our segment is A Time of Reflection. And then the Lord begins to say, well, I want you to reflect on all of these messages that have come forth over this radio airwaves from December 2011 up until this month. Next month we'll be commemorating 1 year of Minister Burn on this radio network. Oh. luncheon that we're going to have in this conference, and you're just throwing a seed that somebody else may not be able to come. And you're throwing that seed. But one thing I love about the Lord, that those that aren't able to come and pay the $25, you're not turning anybody away because this is a free gospel. You're going to miss some sacrifices. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. But the gospel is given to every man. Satan has always been doing so. We'd like to invite you to come to this True Fellowship Conference on next weekend. It will be held at 5281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton at Christ the Union Center River over here in Pastor Care. It's not the city perfect. And he is one of our conference speakers, along with Dr. Winston Singleton of Los Angeles, California, Dr. Carol Harrison of South Bronx, California. And we also have a business opportunity meeting. I heard the senior vice president of Recycling Enterprise, and we also have some senior vice presidents out here on the West Coast. So we're going to have a business opportunity meeting where you can learn how to bring some more streams of income into your families and also your parishioners at your churches. So we have senior vice president Doris Campbell of Five Links Enterprise, and also a national director, Sister Doris Green, will be in this conference. So it's something you don't want to miss. So, Dennis Burns, I'm just so proud of you. You know, when God gives us something to do, we have to get busy. And the Lord told me to tell the people this week. You know, some of us make promises that we
Amen. I am just so blessed to have played that, just to hear the ministry of those two mighty men of God and what God is doing in their lives, and just so blessed to remind myself of what Bishop Patterson said about that sowing every day. That's such a blessing, and we need to hear those things over and over again so that it will get down on the inside of us. Of course, we give, but to the point that the man of God said that he makes sure that he has something to give, and how we have not to look at the gift that we're giving, but the intent of our heart. But we have some listeners on, and I'm just going to bring them on and see if they have something to say just have something to say. And the area code is 213, and the last four digits are 4318. Are you there? Evangelist Cummings, are you there? Amen. Well, thank you for listening in today. This was a rebroadcast, and we're just celebrating the year that the Lord has blessed us to be able to do this broadcast, and blessed us to be able to come on the air, and so that people can hear just what God is doing for His people. And Evangelist Bernard is on, and since she's up so early to come on, I'm going to bring her on. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Minister Billy Burns. Thank you. I didn't know you were still on, and I was up and on it, so I said, let me call and see if the Overcame is on, and we pull up the switchboard, see you on. I heard me. I said, well, what's going on? This is the day that the Lord has made. I thank God for the prayers. We had a beautiful memorial service. We're here in Sacramento, California. And I tell you, God just been pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. He said He would do that in the last days. So we're just thankful to be here to be able to give our condolence. This morning is the homegoing celebration of Dr. Gloria Jones. I tell you, you know, when you know someone, you know of what they're doing while they're living, but to actually see it in black and white and to hear people talk about the legacy this great woman of God has left in the earth, it was just a blessing. But I'm here with Dr. Artie Walker, and we're just so happy. We have had a great fellowship, Dr. Winston Singleton Jr., and Dr. Walker and myself, and we just had a beautiful time. I want Dr. Walker to just greet the people and have a word. Amen. Dr. Walker,
amen.
This is Dr. Artie Walker.
Praise the Lord, and greetings to everyone in the holy name of Jesus. And the best thing of all, we can give thanks to him that he so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And we'll work us together with him. If we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. And stay steadfast and unmovable, because he's coming soon. And you got to be ready. You can't be getting ready. Hold on to truth. We're serving the true and living God. And without him, there is no salvation. Salvation belongs to the Lord. So give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And make yourself ready when he comes. And continue to carry on and work together in unity and the spirit and the bond of peace. God bless you now and until he says, well done.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Really, we're just so happy to see Evangelist Cummins on the line. That's my dear friend out of Los Angeles. I worked with her. She's a hairstylist, and I worked with Evangelist Cummins for about 7 or 8 years, and we've known each other almost 30 years and just have had a beautiful relationship. So Evangelist Cummins, this is Minister Billy Burns, my good friend. I haven't known as long as you, but we've had a wonderful relationship, and I really thank God for you, Minister Burns, you and your husband, and the work that God has given you all to do. And I just believe that God has a greater work for you and Elder Burns right there where you all are. And I'm just looking for the day when I can come and witness that and attest to the work that God is going to do on your behalf in that city, and not only in that city, in the lives of your family and those, your friends that you know abroad. We just have met so many people through Minister Billy Burns. And I tell you, I just was thinking about that, Minister Burns. I said, many of the people that have come on, they overcame. Those are friends of yours out of Chicago. And God has blessed not all of them, but quite a few to come on our broadcast. I remember about 2 weeks ago, Elder James Horn was also on. So we're just excited about the work of the ministry and excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. So be encouraged. It's not in the numbers. If you have two or three, the Bible says touching and agreeing on any one thing, God would be in the midst. And every time I look at your numbers, I see how people go back into the archives and listen to these testimonies, Minister Burns. So we're just here to encourage you and support you in the work that God has given you.
Amen. And I am encouraged. And as I often say, if nobody else is blessed, if nobody else is encouraged, if nobody else is inspired, I am through the testimonies that go across our broadcast. And yes, I am so joyful that the connection has been made from the guests that I've had on that have later come on to be on your broadcast to minister the word of God. And Brother James Horn was an ex-drug addict that the Lord turned his life around. And just so many testimonies that we have had. Of course, Dr. Corinthus has been your guest several times. And I thank God for that divine connection between you and he. So we just let the Lord use us any way that he can. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you, Evangelist. And Evangelist Bernard is, again, on this same number, 858-683-1334, every day, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time, with mighty men and women of God, teachers, prophets, expounding the word of God, giving a word of knowledge. And Apostle Paul Scheel, who is another personal friend of mine, yesterday was such a blessing to hear his what was talked about yesterday. And then the blessing that he gave the ministry was powerful. And, I told Evangelist, I said, well, I'm part of the ministry too, so I'm grabbing hold to that.
I'm grabbing hold of that.
Awesome word that he gave, word of knowledge, and then the prophet came behind him and said that it absolutely was a word of knowledge, that he had heard the same thing and probably had been telling you the same thing. So, you know, God is just getting the glory, and that's what we're here for. We're here to build up the people of God. We're here to inspire them and to hear what God is doing, because preachers can preach. And ministers can minister, but then what is the result of their ministry? What is the result of their preaching? And when you hear the testimonies, then you get to hear what God is doing. When someone takes that word and let it germinate in their spirit, and then it brings forth a produce. Amen. So we just thank God for you, Evangelist, for allowing us to have this segment. My husband had to leave. He had a leadership meeting that he had to attend this morning. But I just thank God for the testimonies. And next week we will be airing another rebroadcast, and we're asking the Lord which one should we bring, because we're coming to, I think our anniversary date is the 17th of November. Do you remember, Evangelist?
I think so. I have to go back and look at the stat sheets. I think it is November 17th.
Yes, but I think that's
but
not
I'll,
a Saturday.
I'll let you know the exact date. We're approaching 2 years also in December. 2 years, I can't believe. I mean, 5 days a week. People don't realize the work that goes into this, especially when you try to coordinate and bring other speakers on, and even in the position you're in on Saturdays, to bring people on with life change, transforming miracles and wonders and signs that God has performed in the lives of these people. And it's not easy trying to, you know, everybody have different schedules, and you're trying to follow up and telephones, Facebook, and emails and all of that. That is time, and I try to have at least 3 to 4 guests on every week. And truly, I could not preach and teach every week, 5 days a week, for no 2 years. So I don't even desire to do something like that. So we just bless the Lord that he gives us the creativity, it gives us the strength and versatility to be able to communicate effectively to get men and women of God. And as I'm looking at the stats this morning, Minister Burns, we have had over 61,000 listeners. Now, you know, nobody but a God could do something like that.
Nobody
but God.
Yes, and when he's being lifted up, and the scriptures tells us that when Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, that if people would look up, they would be healed. And that's what we're doing. We're lifting up the name of Jesus, and as people look up to Jesus, then they're receiving the things that he has for them, word of knowledge, knowledge of healings, knowledge of deliverance, knowledge of the power that he has and that he is showing to his people, especially in the times that we're living in now. It's so vitally important for people to know what God is doing and what he can do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't look.
Yes,
okay, so we are just so grateful for the broadcast, and we just want to say to our listeners, those that are listening via the internet, and I just want to thank my listeners for listening on the internet. I have had people to hit me on Facebook and say what a blessing it is, and that's an encouragement, what a blessing it is, you know, to hear the broadcast on Saturdays. They may not call in, but they listen, and then I look at also. And I can see.
Can you go back to Evangelist Cummings?
She didn't answer. Let me see.
Try her again.
Okay, you there, Sister Cummings, Evangelist Cummings?
Okay.
Yes, yeah, she might be on hold. She does hear, she might be doing here. But we just thank God, and we're going to ask you, Evangelist, if you would close us out in prayer, since my husband has to leave.
Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we just bless the Lord. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. God, we ask you to continue to bless Elder Alba Burns and Minister Billy Burns. God, you said, behold, you set before us an open door, hallelujah, that no man can shut. God, we ask you to open up new doors for them. Bless their sons, bless their grandchildren, bless their ministry, bless the works of their hands. Lord God, and all of our listeners that call in faithfully each and every day, 7 days a week, to hear a word from the Lord. God, we ask you to bless every listener, every caller, those that listen live, those that go back on the archive, those, God, that even come into the chat room. Lord God, you know the need of every one of your people. And Lord God, we ask you to bless them, Lord God. Continue to encourage and uplift them. Continue to give them hope, God. Continue to allow them to stretch out, Lord God. Hallelujah, and stand on your word. For your word is life. Hey, hey, glory to God. And we bless the Lord today. And God, we give you glory for who you are, not for just what you does, but for who you are. For we know that you are our shield, you are our buckler. Hallelujah, you are a present help in the time of trouble. God, and we're leaning independent on you. For we can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, Jesus, we would fail. Continue to keep us humble, God. Continue to keep us loving and kind. Help us to be an effective witness, God. Help us to continue to tell people that you save to the utmost. I continue to rise to lift up your name. For we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah. They are safe, God. Oh, we bless you for being safe in the arms of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to look down on the bereaved family of the Bell. Lift up Lady Bell, encourage her heart. Remember Dr. Bell's family. Oh, God, and as we are here in the city of Sacramento, hallelujah, celebrating the life of a great woman, Dr. Gloria Jones, God, we ask that somebody will hear a word today. Somebody's life will be changed because of the changing, hallelujah, of this woman's life. Hey, glory to God. Bless our children and our grandchildren. Bless even the members, Lord God, that she was the shepherd over, God. Bless the assistant pastor, God. Give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding on how to lead your people, God. Oh, we thank you for those that have traveled near and far to come and pay homage to this woman of God and her family, Lord. Lord God, we bless you, God, and remember my grandchildren, God. Remember my mother. Remember Danielle. Remember, hallelujah, my son, God. In the name of Jesus, we're standing in promises, God. Bless the women and men of God that are preaching and teaching your gospel all over the nation, God. Oh, continue to strengthen them, Lord. Keep them with a vision. For you said that there's no vision, the people perish, God. Oh, keep them with a made up mind, God, to continue to run this race. Hallelujah. To run this race with patience. Hallelujah. To run this race with joy in the name of Jesus. And we'll be careful, Lord God, to give you the glory. Remember Evangelist Cummings, God. Continue to strengthen our body, God. Oh, God, I know she has to learn how to walk again. Oh, God, but she's been serving you a long time, God. Hallelujah. Remember her labor of love. Remember how she's been faithful to noonday prayer. Remember how she's been faithful to the man of God. Remember how she's been faithful to our family and the things of God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless her, God. In the name of Jesus, you're not finished, God. Oh, God, and we pray for Sister Ingrid here this morning, God. Oh, God, you said live and not die. And if it be thy will, God, you can grant her life and that more abundantly. Lord God, we intervening on our behalf right now. Hallelujah. When the doctors say no, God will say yes. Who do you report? Will you believe? Oh, we're going to believe the report of the Lord. We ask you to bless that young woman. Hallelujah. We curse the cancer cells in our body. We curse the thing of water. We ask you to dry up, God, and leave her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Show God. Show her family that you're still God. And you're still moving on our behalf, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. And we give you glory. And we give you thanks. As we get ready to gather here at 7 in the morning for early Sunday morning prayer, we invite you all to dial in at 858-683-1334 and get some prayer. Hallelujah. Dial in your spirit before you go to your different houses of worship. Hallelujah. We love you, God. And we appreciate you. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for this open door that you afforded us, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the host and the co-host of this broadcast, God. Hallelujah. Continue to lift them up. Continue to encourage their heart, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
and just,
God.
Hallelujah, I'm thankful that you, I was going to say, as you were praying, I was praying for the sister, and we just want to invite everyone on the broadcast. There is a sister that's in the hospital that's on life support, and Evangelist, tell us that, invite everyone to pray for her.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, God. Oh, you can do anything, but fail, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Call out our name, Sister Ingrid. He will have ask that the Lord will have mercy. We know
yes.
We serve a merciful God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that sent his son. Hallelujah, sent his son. And because of his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. But he was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, God, all we need to do is call on Jesus. All we need to do is believe that when we call upon him, he hears us. Hallelujah. Because James said, faith without works. Hallelujah. Oh, if you have faith to believe that God is a healer, if you have faith to believe that God can change your situation, if you have faith to believe that he can turn it around in the twinkling of an eye, hallelujah, he can turn it around faster than you can press the buttons on the microwave. He can turn it around as fast as you can text a message. He can turn it around as fast as you can dial my number. Oh, God, we serve a turnaround, God. We serve a God that specializes in miracles. We serve a God that specializes in healing. We serve a God that specializes in all manner of diseases and sickness. Hallelujah. All manners of depression, suicidal spirits. We serve a God that can change. That that can change a man's situation at any given moment. All they have to do is exercise their faith. Hallelujah, their faith in God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. I see Sister Eileen on the line. Evangelist Burns out of New York. Amen, amen. She's a faithful listener to our broadcast. You see, she's at work sometime, and she's dialing on the broadcast. She come on Sunday morning. So we greet you in the precious name of Jesus, Sister Eileen. Hey, you know, I'm on fire. Hallelujah. Okay. On Eastern time with Billy. Thank you, Jesus. So, hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. Remember that young woman in your prayer. No husband, no children. I think she's about 42, 43 years old. Call her name out today. Hallelujah. And let's have a testimony where we can say God did that thing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Yes, glory. I feel you this morning, God.
Sister Irene, are you there? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. I saw you on earlier. I didn't get a chance I'm glad that you called back because I didn't get a chance to open up your mic. But we're just thankful to God for you being on the broadcast this morning. And would you like to say something?
No, just thankful for technology. Grateful for Sister Bernard. She's faithful every day to come on the line and bless us with the word. So I'm just thankful for you guys, you know, getting up in the morning and afternoon and, you know, giving us a word. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to say, I don't know if all of you are on Facebook or not, but on Facebook it's really been heavy on my heart. I see so many children that are missing that they put on Facebook, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Dr. Gail Hayes, who will be a guest in the future, but she was saying that a cousin of hers was abducted, and she was saying what they do is they entice the children away, and then they drug them up and they put them out on the streets, you know, to prostitute, and then after they get through with them, then they let them come back home. But we're just praying against that spirit. Uh-huh. We're praying against them, you know, the acts that the enemy, the plans and the plots that the enemy has against our children, because that is our future. And if he is able to destroy our children, then he destroys our future. But we know that we have the victory regardless. But just pray for our children. Pray God's protection over them. Pray that God, the ones that have been missing, that God will bring them back home safely and just continue to hold them up. I don't know, a lot of people don't like Facebook, but I find it to be a great ministering tool. And I just got one of the young people that is a friend with my children, and I saw her on Facebook, and so I said hi to her. And she said, I just want you to know that it is such a delight following your posting. And I use Facebook for ministry. I put some stuff on about my children and my grandchildren and some of the funny things that they do. But basically, I'm on there for ministry, and I just thank God for that. But just remember our children. Remember to pray for the broadcast, New Destiny Ministry. Pray for Evangelist Bernard. Pray for They Overcame and my husband and myself, that God will continue to use us. Thank you, Sister Bernard, for praying for our session in prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed day today, and enjoy rejoicing over the, you know, we have it backwards. We rejoice when someone is born, and then we mourn when they depart. But the Bible says for us to mourn when they're born and rejoice when they depart. So we know to be absent from the flesh is to be in the presence of the Lord. So we just thank God. I didn't know the pastor, but Evangelist speaks very highly of her and actually dedicated the service, the broadcast this week to her memorial, and also to Bishop D. Rayford Bell, who I was saved under his organization. When I got saved March the 15th of 81, I went to one of his churches, and then a month later I left and went to Morgan Park, but I was there for a month, so I was familiar with Bishop D. Rayford Bell and enjoyed his
All
ministry
right.
and enjoyed, being, what's the name of his organization?
PCAF, Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith.
Okay, and was friends with it was one of his bishops, Bishop Jerry Jones. Actually considered going to his church, but did not leave my church to go there. But I enjoyed his ministry. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for this broadcast. And I just want to say, go to church tomorrow. Have a great day in the Lord. And Evangelist, I'll talk to you later. And we just want to praise you, Lord. We just want to praise you.
I just want